I'm leaving for Costa Rica on January 21st, and so I'm making all the preparations for a birding adventure. When you travel to the tropics, you need to make sure you've got all your vaccinations up to date and have followed the recommendations of the Centers for Disease Control. I keep my vaccination card with my passport, so I always know where it is. The Duluth Clinic's Travel Center gave me a prescription for Cipro. That's a standard CDC recommendation, just in case a traveler gets an intestinal bug. The birding destinations I'm headed to this time are very safe, but I'll be prepared. I've packed sunscreen and bug repellent and my broad-brimmed hat and should be comfortable and healthy while I'm there. Those mundane preparations are basic but boring, and I like to get them taken care of right off the bat. The fun preparations are studying up on the birds. Carol Henderson wrote a fine book, A Field Guide to the Wildlife of Costa Rica. It's badly named. It's too big and too incomplete to be a genuine field guide, but it's a great overview of the wildlife of the country and has a lot of interesting information as well as great pictures. I like opening it to a random page and reading whatever I may find. I also like quizzing myself with the photos. Although I'm almost entirely focused on birds, I do notice other animals, and Carol Henderson's book shows plenty, from beetles and butterflies to lizards and iguanas and frogs and mammals. I have to update my Palm Pilot to include the checklist of Costa Rican birds. Each day I check off the species I saw, and when I get home, I sync it with my computer, so Avisys has all the records. My Palm Pilot also includes all the information I need to check my email and post in my blog when we stay in hotels that have computers. I have two copies of The Field Guide to Costa Rican Birds by Gary Stiles and Alexander Scutch. When I went to Costa Rica the first time in 2001, I cut up one of them to slice out the illustrations. Those are now spiral-bound in a nice slim volume that I carry everywhere in Costa Rica with me. The remaining parts of the book were taped back together. Those are the pages with all the information about birds that I keep in my room for reference after we get back from a day of birding. I have three CD sets with Costa Rican bird songs. Those have all been uploaded to my iPod. I don't carry speakers with me, so won't be playing any of them in the field, but I will be brushing up on songs during the airplane flight and can always listen to music when I want while I'm there. I'm bringing my binoculars, spotting scope, the little camera I use for digiscoping, and my Sony H5 camera, which has a 12x optical zoom and built-in image stabilizing, and my directional microphone and mini disc recorder. I have to remember all the cords for recharging batteries and the extra memory cards for my cameras. Packing is a bit trickier with all the restrictions on carry-on luggage now, but that's part of the adventure. I'll be arriving in the afternoon and should start off my visit with a few common but wonderful birds even before I get to the hotel. With all my equipment, my focus has gravitated to photographing and recording birds, and there will soon be bazillions more photos on my blog. But I'm also planning on slowing down and just enjoying being in a splendid country, looking at splendid birds, and then coming home to something Costa Rica will never have, my dear little chickadees. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.